In my early days, I faced a pivotal moment in my career. Instead of following the herd into traditional finance, I charted my own course. Despite skepticism, I founded my investment firm driven by a belief in economic truth and fiscal responsibility. Through perseverance, I established myself as a leading voice in finance, proving that sometimes blazing your own path is the best way to succeed. To get what you want, sometimes you have to challenge the status quo and blaze your own trail. That's what Harry's did. Seeing people tricked by expensive razors, Harry's took a stand. Instead of pricey options, they offer high-quality razors at a fraction of the cost. That's why when it comes to grooming my face, I use Harry's. Harry's understands the value of quality without breaking the bank. Their razors provide a smooth shave every time, and their shaving gel leaves my skin feeling refreshed and moisturized. So don't settle for the status quo. Blaze your own trail with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/gold. That's harrys.com/gold for a $3 trial set. Let's talk finance. Wouldn't it be convenient to have all your investment and retirement accounts in one spot? Yahoo Finance does just that. It consolidates your portfolio views and offers expert analysis, making it easier to manage your investments. Let's not beat around the bush. You want to grow your portfolio, fight inflation, pay off debts, and achieve financial freedom. Yahoo Finance provides the news, data, and tools to make that happen. You may think you've covered all the bases, savings, researching, and investing smartly. But to truly excel, you need Yahoo Finance in your corner. A holistic perspective is crucial for success, and Yahoo Finance ensures you have it. With a massive community of over 90 million users monthly, Yahoo Finance is here to guide you on your path to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com.
The Peter Schiff Show.
Well, I am sitting here with Josh Crum, and Josh is the co-founder of a company that was originally called BitGold, but following the acquisition of James Turk's Gold Money, they decided to rebrand their company as Gold Money. And personally, I agree with that decision because I think Gold Money is more descriptive of what they're really doing with gold than BitGold. But the reason that we're sitting here today is because I was so impressed with their company after having lengthy conversations with the other co-founder, Roy Sebag, that I really agreed with Roy, and I thought that the best thing for us to do was to join forces and to combine both companies to the mutual benefit of both investors in Gold Money, my company, and more importantly, customers of both Schiff Gold and the user base of Gold Money. So what we've done is we've agreed on a merger, and we formed a joint venture between the two companies. And what I wanted to announce today is what this new joint venture means for current customers of my company, Schiff Gold. Because one of the things that some people might be thinking is, does this mean that my experience is going to change? Because Gold Money or BitGold is much more of an internet-based program where people are not interacting with live people, but they're mainly transacting via the internet. And the answer to that question is no. Nothing is going to change with respect to the relationships that our customers currently have with Schiff Gold. In fact, what we're hoping to achieve is to bring some of that personal service to the current Gold Money customers who don't have access to that type of service now, but for whom a more personal experience would be far more appropriate. But what we are going to be doing is bringing new services and new features to Schiff Gold customers that are currently available at Gold Money that will simply enhance the experience that our customers have now. So it's going to be business as usual at Schiff Gold from the respect of the experience that our customers have, but we're going to begin to introduce everybody to new services and new features that I strongly believe should be a part of our investors' portfolios and their experience with gold. Because what I've been focusing on mainly has been gold as a part of a diversified portfolio. gold more of an investment, to be part of a portfolio that includes stocks and bonds, gold. But where I think it's the most important is gold as money. And in today's environment, where central bankers have really declared war on savers and ordinary people who have nothing but their wages and their savings, and now it's all being pillaged by inflation, we really need to fire back. And the free market needs to come back at government with a real solution, and that solution is gold. You know, governments made paper money money. They declared fiat money. But gold was declared money not by any government, but by the free market. The people chose gold because it worked. The government chose paper because it helped advance their agenda. Governments want to control. They want to pretend that they're Santa Claus. They want to give away something for nothing. And they do that by debasing the currency. But the free market solution, the way to avoid that inflation tax, is by using gold. And what gold money does is it really empowers average people to opt out of that. I mean, forget about Brexit and countries leaving big government. It's central banking that we all need to exit from. And gold money provides that vehicle to opt out of the fiat system and really put yourself on your own personal gold standard. We don't have to wait for the government to do it. We have the power now, thanks to the technology and the platform of gold money, to do that ourselves. And with that, let me introduce Josh and let him talk a little bit to all of you about what's going on at Gold Money and how he hopes to integrate Shift Gold into that broader platform.
Absolutely. No, thank you, Peter. I think there's probably at least two or three things there that we're 100% aligned with. And so let me kind of unwrap and repackage a little bit. First and foremost, we all have the same core mission behind us. One, we understand that gold is money. And two, our absolute commitment is to our clients and to our customers. Now, what Roy and I did, we came from a little different approach. You know, we understood the technology of money, and we understand the technology of communications and all of the services that kind of overlay money. So while you and James Turk and much of the gold community has been out there for decades advocating gold as money, building client relationships, you know, Roy and I were really the kind of the engineers in the engine room. And what we really focused on, particularly the last few years, is how do we actually create a liquid currency out of gold? We know it works as money. And if you look at a technology like PayPal, or you look at a technology like Apple Pay or Walmart Pay or the explosion of .. Pay, all of that is communication systems sitting on top of a different money technology, you know, being fiat currency. But there's no reason why we can't apply those same communication technologies on top of gold as money. So back to the client relationships, what we saw is, let's start with a core. Let's build the electronic platform for using gold as money. Let's make it, you know, work in a regulatory environment. Let's make it interoperable with our current financial system. We don't have to skate where the puck is headed as far as you know, working with things now. And then let's start with that core. Once we achieved that last year, that's when we started meeting people like yourselves, like James Turk, and realized that let's not change their relationship with their clients. You know, that trust is very, very important. That's the core of any financial service, is trust. So all we want to do is not change the relationship. We just want to add new technology and better technology and increase features to the relationships you already have with your clients that already understand gold as money. And so, just like the integration of gold money, where we've now, you know, improved that business, we've now added new features and utility, and we're going to continue to add more, we want to do the same thing with Shift Gold. We want to make the customer relationships and the customer services that you already provide in a best-in-class basis in the physical coin world, we want to provide our tools and services to make that better.
Yeah, I mean, one of the best or most important features of money is that it is a store of value. And that is the problem with all fiat currencies, is they don't store any value because they have no value to store. But one thing that fiat currencies have had over gold until gold money is that they are a functional medium of exchange. And that's also one of the characteristics of money, is it needs to be readily exchangeable. And up until this technology, that really wasn't the case. But what gold money is doing in a way that has never been done, in a way that I was hoping to maybe one day do with my offshore bank. But gold money really, you know, beat me to that, and I think that it's a good thing that they've accelerated the process many, many years faster than maybe I could have done on my own. But what it does is it allows people who want to save in gold and transact in gold to spend their gold and utilize their gold as easily as they could in fiat currency. And in fact, based on a lot of the regulations and the cost structures in the current fiat banking system, people who actually want to transact in gold actually can do it less expensively than people who want to transact in dollars or euros or yen. And you get the added benefit of the money that you don't spend retaining its purchasing power as fiat currencies lose theirs thanks to all the monetary programs. And of course, the other advantage that fiat currencies used to have over gold was that you can put your fiat currency in a bank and get a nice rate of return. You got interest. Well, now you get no interest on your fiat currency. So if you're not going to get any interest, you might as well own gold. There's no reason to take the added risk of lending your fiat currency to an over-leveraged bank that's going to pay you nothing and just hope that when the bank fails, the government bails you out and you don't get bailed in. Well, instead of doing that, if the banks are going to take all this risk and give you no return,
right. Why
not just have your savings at gold money where they're not making any loans, they're not taking any risk, and you're not taking any inflation risk? It doesn't matter how much money the governments want to run off the presses, your purchasing power is protected and it's accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. If you want to spend your gold, it's there.
No, I mean, absolutely. As usual, Peter, you kind of said it all. I mean, I think that having this alternative that's just as easy, just as accessible, just as liquid and interoperable is what we're doing. And, you know, our team has obviously been growing rapidly, but still, you know, a third of our team is engineers and software engineers and designers. Everything we do is in-house. Our whole focus is on technology and making all those things real. In fact, when Roy and I founded the business and kind of set up the original framework, and just as we were launching the company, we ended up bringing on Daryl McMullen to run the payments platform. Mm-hmm. And Daryl was the launched and ran PayPal Canada. So So very familiar. He's not a gold guy. He's a money guy. He's a payments guy. But even bringing him on, there was all sorts of new use cases we realized when he said, look, if PayPal was going to be built today, they'd build it on a global currency. The market is global. Their business is global. And so the thing about gold is not only is it a better store of value, it's actually a better medium of exchange in global commerce. You can have instant settlement without all of the risks of cross-border volatility. And if people look at the foreign exchange rates and all the problems of purchasing something online overseas or sending money overseas, and they feel like people are price gouging. But the problem is there's risk and there's volatility going between two floating currencies that have no value.
Yeah.
Particularly in an era of zero interest rates, our currencies have now become more volatile than the economy they're designed to measure.
Yeah.
And so having a currency and a means of exchange, inflation aside, everything aside, it's just a better technology for moving money.
Yeah, this is really the gold standard for the modern era. And I know for a while, and there's a lot of fans out there of Bitcoin, and they were saying, oh, but Bitcoin is the new gold, right? This is gold 2.0, because BitGold, replicated all of the qualities that were so important about gold. Yes, except for the most important one, and that's the intrinsic value of the metal itself, because there is none in Bitcoin. But this is really what the people who were initially, I think, motivated or enthusiastic about Bitcoin because they thought this was the modern version of the gold standard. What you're doing is really what people who believe in gold, but yet who want to advance this process forward and take it away from governments. And, when banks originally began issuing currency, the currency was issued by private banks. It wasn't government, and it was always backed by gold. And it wasn't the paper that had value. It was the gold that backed the paper up. But with your platform right now, there's no need for that bank. There's no need for that paper because the paper simply made gold more liquid. It made it easier to negotiate. But with what you've got now, it's never been easier to have gold. I mean, people try to say, oh, you know, that gold is archaic, it won't work anymore. Gold will work as money today better than it's ever worked in the past. And, you know,
exactly. So I mean, and then that's back to that first point I made, is that gold is the money technology. Everything else on top of it, whether it was fractional reserve notes or even jewelry, that was a carrying in the communications technology. You know, a piece of jewelry was a wallet because gold was the money. Mm-hmm. and these notes, these fractional reserve private banking and free banking notes, they were credit to a store of gold. But that's because communication had time and distance. As time and distance has shortened, we don't need those sorts of technologies to sit on top of gold. So that's why I bring back that there's communication technologies and there's money technologies. And gold has always been the best money technology. There's there's not a fiat currency or another form of commodity money that's ever been better.
Yeah. And this really, what you're doing is a combination of maybe PayPal and Uber. Because it's better than PayPal for payments. But it's a disruptor in the monetary world, the way Uber disrupts, you know, the taxi industry. And the taxi industry is an example of how government screws up a business. Because taxis are so highly regulated that it's very inefficient, the prices are too high, the services are not good enough, and now all of a sudden another company comes along and exploits the inefficiencies created by government. But there's nothing more inefficient than government money. It's a complete disaster. If you look at a chart, let's take a look at the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar ever since the Federal Reserve came, and it's collapsed. Yep. It's lost, you know, 98% of its value. But then you look at the value of the dollar for the 100 years, 150 years prior to the Fed, when it was a gold-based system, and the dollar not only maintained its value, it gained value. Right. You held dollars, and the longer you held them, the more you can buy. Yeah. So it appreciated over time, as opposed to government money, which collapses over time. And what I think is going to be happening is the collapse is going to be compressed into a shorter time period. I think you're going to start to see fiat currencies losing purchasing power at a much more rapid pace now than they have in the past, which is why we need something like gold money.
Yeah, I think the problem is that the productivity signal has been lost. You know, our entire economy is now geared towards chasing wealth effects, which i.e., you know, chasing inflation and asset price inflation created by a policy of central banking. And so now we're not in an economy that goes out and tries to earn money. We're in an economy that tries to go out and access money. When money has no price, it becomes a function of who has access, not who has the ability to earn and seek productivity and gain. So you talk about those you know, 100 years of productivity where the dollar gained purchasing power. That's because our economy was productive. We do not have the same productive economy when we're just chasing the latest asset bubble without logic, without rigor. And so, yeah, I mean, but the important thing here is to not get too Malthusian or try to project this endpoint. You know, when I was on, you know, unfortunately in Wall Street, you know, I had a boss that used to say, you know, whenever we were talking about peak oil, he said, never bet against an engineer. And so, you know, there are people out there all the time, you know, whether it's the Bitcoin guys or ourselves or other people trying to look for monetary solutions. There's always some engineer somewhere trying, you know, that sees the problems in the engine room and wants to fix it. So that's really what Roy and I's mission was. You know, we were successful in financial services. We didn't have to do this. You know, we didn't do this to get rich or anything like that. We just saw that it was a problem that needed to be solved, and no one was stepping up and solving it. There was a lot of people talking about it, and people realized that they wanted to use gold as liquid currency. But it's actually a lot of work, a lot of regulatory work.
Don't apologize for wanting to get rich, because there's nothing wrong with that, because you get rich by solving a problem.
Exactly. And it's the byproduct of solving a problem,
yes,
creating productivity.
And that is the beauty of capitalism. Yes. The bigger the problem and the more valuable the solution, the more money you make for solving it.
That's correct.
And this is probably the world's greatest problem. And this is an opportunity to really force governments, because as more and more people opt out of the fiat system and start opening up accounts with gold money and transacting in gold rather than fiat, yeah, that undercuts their ability to influence us with their paper money. And so eventually, they're gonna have to compete. Just like eventually, cabs are gonna have to figure out how to compete with Uber.
Yep.
you know, the Fed or yep. the Bank of England or the Bank of Japan or the ECB are going to have to compete with gold money. And so what you're doing now, this is so early in the process of what I think you guys can achieve. And I admit, initially, I was very skeptical. You know, when the company first came out, you know, it came out of nowhere as far as I was concerned. And to me, you know, I'm always looking, hey, is this some kind of pump and dump? What's going on? Bit gold, you know, because I've always was skeptical of Bitcoin. And so the name kind of like raised an alarm with me. What's going on there? And then the way the whole thing came out, I was a little skeptical. And in a way, too, also at the same time, hey, wait a minute, I'm doing this at my bank, you know, and they're talking about, you know, we've got, you know, the only gold-backed debit card. I'm like, well, wait, what about me? What about chopped liver? I've been doing this for a few years. So I was a little bit resentful and maybe a little jealous of the publicity, but I didn't really look into it because I was still kind of focused on what I was doing and right. thinking, well, I'm eventually going to do the same thing at my bank. But when I finally got around and I wrote, and people that are listening to this video blog may remember a piece that I did that I took down later on, but it was on this, you know, time bomb. And I wrote a piece that was very critical of gold money. Generally, when they announced that they were going to be selling physical coins, which was kind of, okay, wait a minute, that's my wheelhouse that they're playing in. So I tried to, you know, point out a flaw in what I saw in that model. And I think, you know, the flaw was accurate. And in fact, Roy pretty much now has got a solution to it, which I'm glad I pointed it out because now he knows to fix it. But at the same time, I also wrote some things in there that turned out to be completely inaccurate because it was my perception of the business from looking at it from a million miles away and not really knowing. Mm-hmm. But once I really got into it and discovered a lot of the things that I didn't know about what BitGold had already achieved, And the power of their platform and what they were doing, I realized that it was so far beyond where I was with my bank, and it was even more than I even envisioned. I mean, so it was such an exciting thing that I thought, wait a minute, you know, there's an old expression, right? If you can't beat them, join them. Why try to beat a company that I think is already going to be, you know, the market leader in this technology? And I'm not a tech guy. I know economics and I know the markets, but I'm not a computer guy. I don't know how to do the stuff that you guys know how to do at BitGold, yeah. or gold mining rather. And that's when our conversations really started about, hey, let's yeah. come together. Because initially, when Roy contacted me, he wanted to debate me. Hey, look, you said a lot of things that are false. Let's have a public debate. And I'm like, hey, great, let's do it. You know, because I love publicity, I love debate, and I really was, you know, impressed by the fact that he contacted me and challenged me. Because normally, you know, when it comes to publicity, if somebody says something, you just ignore it and it goes away. You don't want to call attention to it. But the fact that he was willing to call attention to it impressed me. But then as we started to talk, I realized that having a debate made no sense because we didn't disagree about anything. And the things that I got wrong about his company, once he explained it to me, I realized, yeah, you know what? I didn't see that. Yeah. And that's about, you know, when you get more information and you say, you know, I was wrong about that and I didn't know that. And so what's the point of having a debate? Because he'd already convinced me before we even had it. And then, you know, then the talks went on and, you know, I went up to Canada and we had some more discussions and thought about a solution that would really work for both companies and would work for our customers. And, you know, we're going to be sending out an email blast to all the Shift Gold customers. In fact, I plan to send one out to all my customers of my broker-dealer as well, because I believe that everybody who is buying gold from me, I believe everybody who has a brokerage account with me, everybody should also have a gold money account, not for their investments, but for their savings. Help this movement along by keeping a portion of your liquidity, your spendable liquidity in gold, rather than a currency that's got no place to go but down. And of course, I am not advocating that gold money is a substitute for your physical gold holdings. No, everybody should have possession of their gold. I'm not saying, hey, forget about owning physical gold. This is for the portion of your gold portfolio that you want to be the most liquid. Because your gold that you have at gold money, you can access it as again through a debit card, which you get for free. You can access it whenever you want. You can spend it in the fiat world, right? You can access that world. Nobody knows. If you take your gold-backed debit card into a restaurant or into a store and you spend it, they don't know that you're spending your gold. They don't know what you have on the other side of that card. And of course, unlike my bank, you know, a lot of people, when I first did my bank and I had the gold-backed debit cards, I couldn't give them to American citizens. These are available to everybody. And my minimums were high. My bank charges for the cards. These cards are free.
Yep.
You can't get any cheaper than free, right? So you get the card. But what I'm more excited about too, more than the card, is how easy it is for people who own gold and like it to spend it and exchange it with other people who want gold. So for merchants and everybody who understands the benefit of gold and the lower cost involved in transacting and transmitting gold over fiat currencies, we can create this ecosystem of like-minded people who are utilizing gold as what it's supposed to be, money, as a medium of exchange, not just an investment in your portfolio.
Exactly. And I think that's the additional use cases that a lot of people didn't think about. In fact, you know, Roy and I ourselves didn't think about it until you start getting into it and realizing the utility and building the pipes. One of my favorite use cases is earning gold. You know, then you don't think about buying gold, whether it's your wage and you just drip in, you know, $100 a month. You're always average costing in, and which means over time you'll always win. Gold always wins against every currency. It's just a fact. It's the way they're designed. And so earning gold by sending an invoice where someone else pays, you know, with a credit card or with their bank or their fiat. Then you don't have the mental transaction cost of, is this the time to buy gold? Should I buy gold or should I buy Google? This isn't what you should think about with your money. You should be earning your money with income. You should be using it when someone bids away, you know, bids up money because it's scarce. And that's the things that our platform does. And in fact, we're even seeing within our first year, we're sort of overcoming Gresham's law. Gresham's law was always a theory because there wasn't the technology to prove it. We are proving that when gold goes up, people spend it. You know, when their purchasing power rises, they go shopping. And so they don't just spend the fiat and hold the gold.
But I think the way Gresham's law is actually going to work is it's going to force people out of dollars and euros and yen into gold money, because that's what they're going to want to use. They're going to shun the depreciating currencies, and they're going to embrace a true form of money that holds its value. Look, this is a no-brainer. It's like the post office versus FedEx. Everybody knows that Federal Express is more efficient than a government-run post office. Well, that's what the dollar is, or the euro, or the yen. It's the post office, right? Masquerading as money.
Currency, yeah.
So the gold is always going to win. And again, historically, every fiat currency has failed. There's never been an exception. And even the ones that still survive have lost the vast majority of their value. Yet gold has withstood the test of time. Yep. You know, if there's a sunken Spanish ship off the coast and the divers are going down there, they're not looking for any paper money that might have been on that boat. They're looking for gold, because the paper is worthless if it's even still there. But it's the gold that is as valuable today as the day the ship sunk hundreds of years ago.
Exactly. You alluded to this point before. There was no decree that made gold money. It just became the best technology for cooperation and exchange. There was no decree that stopped it from being money. You know, it still performs as money even without a government, you know, mandate or backing. So all we needed to do is improve the technology that sits on top of it. The technology of money itself being gold has not changed. I think you also alluded to, you know, the logical side of where we're at right now. I think in 2011 and 2012, and, you know, my co-founder Roy Sabag, you know, pointed this out, that flight to gold, the first sort of cycle, was based on fear and uncertainty. People expected these things would be the end game, but they didn't know when. So the first one was fear and uncertainty. This gold cycle is logic and certainty. It's just absolutely logical to use something of tangible value rather than pay a negative interest rate account for something that is increasingly illogical to use as money. On top of that, it's just better technology.
Yeah, and look, more and more people are going to see that now, because we've reached the levels of absurdity in the modern fiat system, where you have negative interest rates, right, where you have massive credit bubbles on top of bubbles, and we're really at the end game, in the ninth inning of this fiat Keynesian world, where people are now starting to wake up and realize that this is a house of cards, and it is going to fall apart, And more people are going to adopt this platform. Just like I was skeptical initially, and now, hey, I saw the light, I understand it. There's probably a lot of people out there that are going to be skeptical until they actually take the time to look at it. And I think, too, this is going to grow so organically, because once you get it, and once you, you know, have an account and you have some of your savings in gold, you want the people that you do business with. You want your landlord to do it so you can pay your rent. Or if you own property, you want your tenants paying you in gold. I mean, if you want your landlord to keep your security deposit in gold so it doesn't just wither away over time. You know, you want everybody that you transact with. I mean, if you have a babysitter, pay her in gold. Yeah. If you are a babysitter, get paid in gold. Or your gardener, or any services that you provide. And where it's the most valuable is in today's interconnected world, people are transacting with people all around the world. You know, in 100 different countries, everybody has their own currency. So you always have to figure out, well, what's this currency worth? What's that currency worth? Just think in terms of what it's worth in gold, because gold is worth the same everywhere.
Exactly.
So nobody has to worry about what my
currency. There's no decree that stopped it from being money everywhere. Everyone wants it everywhere.
If you want to give $100 to somebody in Australia and you happen to live in the United States and you got to deal with a bank wire and what's the cost and what's the exchange rate and what kind of horrible spread are they going to impose on me, you can send a person in Australia gold for nothing.
Exactly.
And they can turn around and send it to somebody in France for nothing, who can send it to somebody in Brazil.
Yeah.
All that happens for free.
Yeah, and that's what the technology is, what we call the on-ramps and off-ramps from the fiat system. So you know, or as you might like to, you know, call it, the recycling machine, where you recycle your currency, your fiat currency, and you get gold. But once you're on the platform, that opens up the utility that you can send the gold anywhere for free, because the gold, and that's what we really spent all of our time in the technology, is creating those on-ramps, creating those off-ramps, so there was very little friction, very little cost. And once you're in the gold, we just create all sorts of tools. You want to distribute a mass payroll across the world? You can do it instantly, because it's a bar of gold sitting in a vault, and we're just changing the title. It's your ownership. It's your gold. We're just the operating system that kind of sits on top of it. So yeah, it opens up those use cases of just sending gold rather than dealing with all the wires and everything
else. And even if ultimately the person on the other end doesn't actually want the gold, that the person I'm sending gold to wants the Australian dollars, when he withdraws his money, he gets Australian dollars.
Exactly.
Even though I didn't send him any Australian dollars, I sent him gold. If he wants to use his debit card in Australia, he's giving the merchant Aussie dollars, even though I sent him gold, and the whole transaction takes place instantaneously, and it's, you know, costless.
Yeah. Like markets are about choice, and so our job as engineers is just sit there building utility, building products, and let people choose. You know, it's automated. If you want gold, if you want currency and I send you gold, it can be automatically redeemed to your bank account without you have to doing anything when I send it to you. So there's all these functionalities that you create for choice. You know, maybe people don't always want to be in gold. Maybe they want to speculate in the value of the yen. And make no doubt about it, you're speculating in currency at this point. When it has no cost and no price and no interest rate, you are speculating in currency par excellence.
Oh, everybody. That's one of the risks I constantly talk with my clients about, because I have clients, you know, certainly at my broker dealer, that, well, I want to be conservative. And I'm always like, okay, well, what is it that you want to conserve? You know, because do you want to conserve the number of dollars that you have, or do you want to conserve the purchasing power that is currently represented by those dollars? Because if you want to conserve purchasing power, you have no chance of doing it with US dollars. There is tremendous risk in holding dollars or any other fiat currency, but I think particularly in the countries that have lots of debt and where their economies are being artificially propped up by 0% interest rates and quantitative easing. And the real reason they're doing this is not because they think inflation is good economically and that a rising cost of living is somehow beneficial. That's just how they're trying to justify the policy, which is to prop up overly indebted governments and asset bubbles.
Yeah, so maybe we should step back. You know, we talked a lot about the technology and the platform and obviously Shift Gold and your clients. Maybe just step back for a second and kind of explain the different brands and what we do just from a nuts and bolts perspective. So the first, you know, the company that Roy and I launched was called BitGold. You know, we can get into the background and the name and Bitcoin and the fact that we're not Bitcoin and all the rest later. But Bitcoin is basically a platform that you can you can, you know, you can create an account almost instantly online.
You mean Bitgold?
Sorry, Bitgold. Yes. Again, we're doing away with the name, so I say it less and less. But Bitgold will eventually become gold money. It's all going to be unified brand, and that will actually be launching very soon. And again, no change to customers, no change in terms of conditions. It's just mm-hmm. becoming a unified platform as mm-hmm. the vision always was. But you can log on, create an account through a mobile phone or online. Mm-hmm. Very smooth technology, very smooth onboarding, mm-hmm. all automated. You can do it in minutes. And then once you've logged on, you can buy gold, any denomination, no minimum. You can use a credit card. You can link your bank account.
PayPal.
Use Bitcoin. We're working on some other.
Oh,
other,
it's not there yet.
Things.
Okay.
We're working on a number of, again, all of the on ramps, all of the off ramps. That's what we're going to be constantly building. As long as there's a new technology to move mm-hmm. money. And so once you create an account and purchase gold, you choose where your gold lives, and it's not a bank deposit. It's not our balance sheet or the risk of it with us. It's your gold that we just we just make the transfer, and you can pick a vault in New York, Toronto, London, Zurich, Singapore, Dubai, or Hong Kong. Those are the vaults we've operated for now. We've turned on for now. Eventually, we'll add more vaults. We've got a global partnership with Brinks. So you choose where your gold can stay. Once you have the gold, again, you can send it, you can spend it, you can request a free debit card, a prepaid card, and we've got multiple currencies. And you can, when you want to redeem the gold, you can either redeem it physically, or you can wire it back to your bank account, basically just click it back to your bank account online. Mm-hmm. Or you can load a prepaid card and spend that in different currencies. So those are the kind of the core features of Bitgold, which will become gold money personal. It'll just a gold money personal account. We can talk about the physical side a little bit. Roy and I's vision, again, was the core technology of electronic gold in an electronic communication world. But that doesn't mean we don't realize that people want physical gold. They want it's their money, it's their choice.
And ultimately, the real value of gold money is the physical gold. Even if you don't take delivery,
yes.
It's the idea that you can.
Exactly.
Because if it wasn't really there, then there's nothing there.
Exactly.
The gold has to be there, and you have to have the trust and confidence that you can get it whenever you want.
Yeah, and that's a big part of our architecture is both the, it's why we're a public company. We didn't take our company public this early, except to, we're not a bank because we're not fractionally reserving. Mm-hmm. We're not a money service mm-hmm. business because we're not a third-party stored value wallet that's mm-hmm. moving around. We are, it's bailment law. We're software for your gold. So mm-hmm. but we wanted the transparency of quarterly audits. Mm-hmm. We're always in there checking mm-hmm. the bars, auditing the gold every quarter, with our auditors, third-party auditors. It's third-party insurance, a third-party mm-hmm. vault provider. So it's the separation of powers mm-hmm. and these checks and balances mm-hmm. on the system that there's no conflicts of interest. So
yeah,
so that's the electronic confidence. But then at the end of the day,
it's still your property.
So like people want to redeem their property.
When you open up a bank account, you've actually loaned money to a bank. You become a creditor of that bank.
Right.
Even if it's just sitting there in a savings account, you've actually loaned money to the bank, and they take it and do whatever they want with it.
Right.
And they just promise to give it back to you, assuming they don't fail. And then, if they do, there's some government guarantee that may or may not hold up. But in this case, you never lose ownership of your gold. It's
Correct.
Not loaned to anybody. You're simply storing it, and you're doing with it what the customer requests. And as far as the physical aspect, that's really what Shift Gold is going to be,
right.
is kind of the physical arm of the gold money experience.
Absolutely.
So as people want physical possession of some of their gold, hopefully, I still think people need to keep a lot of their gold. If you go back to, let's say, the Federal Reserve when it was first introduced, but as late as 1971, the Federal Reserve was in a way doing something similar to what gold money is doing. The Federal Reserve said, hey, don't lug around your gold. Just let us store it for you. But instead of having an electronic system, because they didn't have the internet back then, they said, take this piece of paper,
right.
take this Federal Reserve note, right? Why was it called a Federal Reserve note? A note is a promise to pay something. What did the Federal Reserve notes promise to pay? Gold.
Right.
So what the Federal Reserve said is, hey, it's easier to take these little pieces of paper and exchange them with other people. Just trust us. We've got your gold. Because you can get your gold whenever you want, but it's much more convenient to use our paper. Well, what happened in 1971, basically the U.S. government defaulted. The Federal Reserve said, you know, we told you you could get gold for your Federal Reserve notes, but now you can't. So we've now stole all the gold that you entrusted with us, and all you got left is your paper. If you want to use it as a medium of exchange, go feel free, but it's now worthless because nobody can get any gold. And so it didn't work, but what gold money is doing, this is not a government that is probably going to renege on a promise because you've never actually given your gold to anybody else. You retain ownership of your gold, and gold money, if they can't steal it, they can't take your gold from you. But it also shows you that, look, the people that trusted, if you left all of your gold with the Federal Reserve, you ended up with no gold. So the smart people had a lot of their own gold in their own safes, and then they had some of it with the Fed.
Right.
And so, you know, I want Shift Gold customers to have, you have your physical gold that you have your possession. Some of it, maybe you store yourself. Some of it, maybe you store offshore. And then you have the component that you have gold money store for you, because that is the most liquid gold that you'll have, other than maybe some of your junk silver or barter bags that you have that you can, you know, negotiate, you know, with people close by. You know, if you want to buy a service or buy goods from somebody who's in another city, another state, or another country, you're not going to want to put a silver coin in the mail and ship it to them. You're just going to want to, you know, click your mouse or just using an app on your cell phone.
Yeah.
And you can send gold to people via instant message, via email, via Skype. I mean, cell phone to cell phone.
More and more features. Again, anything you can do with any other payments, Apple Pay, PayPal, Skrill, Nettel, like any of these communication technologies, we can build the same thing on gold. And that's kind of what we're doing now.
Except you're just building it on a better foundation. They're building it on a flawed fiat foundation.
Right, exactly.
They're still in that paper world. And what you said, hey, why? What's the point? As long as we can do this, let's do it with real money.
Exactly.
Why do it with these cheap government substitutes that we know are designed to fail?
Right. No, that was always the core of our mission. Mm-hmm. It was the, you know, how do I buy a cup of coffee in gold, mm-hmm, without having to go through this, mm-hmm, Ferris wheel of fiat currency that you never really want or need, yeah, anyways. Mm-hmm. You want to go from your savings and your money into the things you need.
And the government is actually telling us that its product is flawed, but that we should like it. The government is saying that our goal is inflation, which means we want our money, the product that we produce, to lose value every year so that your cost of living always goes up. And you're supposed to like that,
yeah,
right? You're supposed to like things getting more expensive.
Yeah.
But if you're like most people, say, wait a minute, no, I don't want my cost,
yeah,
going up.
Yeah.
I want my
wage is sticky. My wage is fixed. My contract for a year. How do I change my wage when you're devaluing?
Yeah, I want my cost to go down.
Yeah.
Well, if you want your cost to go down, then store gold instead of fiat currency. Because if you look at the price of everything that you need to buy, it's going down if you measure it in gold.
Yeah.
It's only going up if you're measuring it in dollars or euros or yen. So if the government is telling you in advance, our product is not going to work, it's designed to lose value, it's not a good store of value because there's no value to store, then it's a slam dunk, right? To say, okay, well, I don't want a rising cost of living, I want a falling cost of living.
Yeah.
I don't want my savings to lose value over time, I want them to gain value. Because when you're saving, by definition, you are deferring consumption and gratification into the future. You don't want to be punished for doing that. You want to be rewarded for doing that. And gold rewards delayed gratification. The
exactly.
longer you hold your gold, the more stuff you're going to be able to buy.
Yeah.
In the fiat world, they reward you for spending quickly. The quicker you get rid of it, the more value you're going to obtain. And that's why it doesn't work.
Yeah. So this was a funny sort of real-time experiment I did. I was at a ski retreat with some former hedge fund clients and managers. And, you know, Larry Summers was there. And everyone was talking, like, even these hedge fund managers, everyone was complaining about the cost of a $160 lift ticket. And I said, you guys want to see a funny thought experiment? I bet that the day that Vail opened, the price of the lift ticket was the same in grams of gold. I didn't know. I'd never run this calculation, but it always works, particularly over longer periods of time. So sure enough, got on the mobile phone, saw that that a lift ticket, or when Vail opened in 1962, was $5, did the price of gold in 1962, of course, you know, when it was
35 hours an ounce
back in the US dollar. And then I divided the same prices today, and the price is unchanged. The lift ticket is unchanged in gold. What's amazing is there used to be two ski lifts, right? Like the old Cannonball Run. What was the ski movie? But in the 60s. But you know the old ski lift. Now there's all these amazing lifts, all of these things. Think if your money like allowed you to maintain that prosperity, and that everything got relatively cheaper as it got better.
Right, because obviously now, the lifts that they have now are they're fast, they're enclosed,
but for the same price in gold.
Yes.
For the same price.
Yes,
good things, you know, gold measures good things.
And that's how it's supposed to work. You're supposed to be able to buy more for your quantity of gold over time. Government has destroyed that feature of money. They destroyed the incentive to save money, and they destroyed economic growth, because economic growth comes from savings and under consumption. And the government is undermining that with its fiat system. And hopefully, as more people see this alternative out there and they opt out of the fiat world back into real money, that it will ultimately put pressure on governments. Because now that they have this competitive threat, just like, you know, as FedEx put some pressure on the post office to improve some of its inefficiencies, governments may be forced, you know what, maybe we can't run these big deficits. Maybe we can't spend so much money. Maybe we have to deliver a better product, or nobody is going to use it.
Right. Right?
Everybody's going to use, you know, gold, and nobody's going to use our paper. So we better stop printing so much of it. We better allow interest rates to rise, which means governments are going to have to spend less money. They can't keep running these debts. And that is the broader purpose here. Apart from just 100%. Making money, right, we can change the world with this technology.
100%. Again, you know, we're just engineers in the economic machine. You know, the free markets work. They never stopped working. Gold never stopped working. So all we're doing is creating a market competition for something that's just become totally irrational and insane. And as they're forced to raise interest rates and fix the system, they'll become competition and money again. And you know, Roy and I wouldn't have started this business if interest rates were 5%, which matched the compounding, you know, price rise of anything that matters: education, healthcare, you know, food, housing. All of these things are compounding at 5% a year. If that's the kind of interest rates we had, then you know, we probably wouldn't have built this business this way. But by introducing something that works better for people, it'll just force everyone else to up their game. And that's our vision, is not this sort of collapse endpoint, but just fixing the system as it's moving.
Yeah, and you know, it's a competition. We already know who's going to win, because it's already the odds are already stacked in our favor, because we know governments can't compete.
Right.
Right. When consumers have choices and they can vote with their feet, that's exactly what they're going to do. And this is the perfect exit ramp for people to run as fast as they can. And as I said, I'm going to do everything that I can to help, you know, spread the message of what you're doing to as many people as possible. And hopefully the people that follow me will do the same thing. I mean, what you learn about this technology and this service, once you adopt it for yourself, the more people that you can encourage to join the community, it makes it better for you, because now there's more people who want your gold, and there's more people who can pay you gold when you perform a service or you sell them a product.
It's like a social network that, you know, as people use it more and more, it becomes, you know, a bigger part of everything you do. And what's a more important social network than money? You know, it is what actually creates cooperation. You know, one of Roy and I's favorite philosophers, modern day philosophers, Roberto Unger, he likes to say that history is nothing but experiments with elements and experiments with cooperation. And money and gold was actually the thing that created those signals that we actually could create more efficiency by creating that time arbitrage.
And
I have surplus, and I create surplus. You know, you temporarily have deficit. Let's cooperate.
And I think potentially this could be the most important, the most game-changing of all the social networks, right? I mean, other social networks, yes, what you can share your experiences by photographs or messages, but the commerce aspect of it, because everybody trades with everybody. That's all we do. I mean, that's, you know, comparative advantage. I mean, that's what makes the free market tick, is everybody working independently to solve everybody else's problems. And everybody does something, but the one medium of exchange that works is gold, because before we had gold as money, we had barter.
Yeah.
And think about how inefficient it was if I was a carpenter and I made chairs and I wanted, you know, a pair of shoes, I had to find a shoemaker who wanted one of my chairs. I mean, how difficult is that going to be? Yeah. But once somebody invented the concept of money, everybody's life improved. The government corrupted money for its own benefit when it came with paper. Yeah. And now we're taking that back. We're taking money back from the government to the people, which is where it always belonged, right? The government took that function away. They usurped it and they declared this worthless piece of paper money.
Right.
Well, people could say, no, thank you. I don't want your paper. I want real money. I want gold. And now gold money gives every person in the world the ability to make that decision for themselves.
Exactly.
And if the government's not going to go back on a gold standard, well, I don't care.
Exactly.
Because I'm on a gold standard, whether the government is or not.
Exactly. And we you know, our employees take their salary in gold. And of course, they've, you know, we started our business actually about 14 months ago. So we're still brand new. We're still a brand new social network. And as everyone knows, it takes 5 years to take an overnight success. So, you know, so we're still building those network effects. But our customers are taking gold. We're now talking to companies that want to do payroll in gold. They want to do dividends in gold. And as we create this network effect, it just becomes more valuable for everyone because then they don't have to use those on and off ramps.
Yeah, anybody can do that. Like if somebody is listening to this podcast, video blog, and they have a job and they work for a small employer and you want to get paid in gold, turn your employer on to the program. Or if you are an employer, you can turn
your workers.
Yeah, and then your suppliers that might want to get paid. Hey, would you like to get paid in gold instead of especially again if you're working globally and you have people that everybody wants different currencies, or you have employees all around the world and they're all in different currency zones. You know, gold is the one common denominator that works for everybody.
Yeah, and that's what Daryl McMullen has been busy, really leading and building is the whole payments network and the business tools. So when we relaunch, we'll have we'll have Gold Money Personal, Gold Money Business, which is all of those tools for payroll, for distributions, for wages, integrations with payroll software. All of those things will be just like you have a small business account, and then you'll have Gold Money Wealth, which is the core James Turk's business, with the original Gold Money, will be a much more sort of bespoke service like Shift Gold. We'll have relationship managers. But that's for the private vaulting of gold, so it's more like a private bank. And then Shift Gold, which we will continue to integrate after the acquisition closes, will be a place to buy physical gold. Mm-hmm. So none of them we see as competing services, just all complementary in what you want. And back to the point of physical for a minute, I totally agree with you. That there's different, everything in finance is trust, the price of trust or the price of risk, the price of uncertainty. And so it may cost a bit more to buy a coin because you got the stamping, you've got the assaying and assurance, you've got the inventory, the shipping, all of that. With the old BitGold platform, the Gold Money platform, we can operate at such a scale that we can pull all the prices out completely. Mm-hmm. But if you still want that relationship, which is extremely important, the relationship your excellent representatives have worked with our clients. If you want a physical coin delivered, it's going to be a different service and there's going to be a different price. But we don't see those as competing. We just see those as different. What is the price of trust?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and I see people. Let's say because At Shift Gold right now, we have certain minimums that a lot of people don't meet. But what Gold Money allows people to do is almost buy gold coins on layaway. Right. Because, let's say all you have is $100 and you want to buy a 1 ounce coin. Well, you can't buy it, but you don't have to wait and watch the price of gold go up. You can buy it $100 a time. And once you have enough money, then you can order out a coin.
That's one of my favorite use cases. Again, the average cost always works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the services are very complementary. And I think both businesses will work to the mutual benefit of our customers and hopefully the shareholders of Gold Money, of which I am now one. So hopefully, as I said, I think very few people really appreciate the enormity of the potential here. A lot of people think, well, maybe, it's so ahead of itself. Not really. I think there's a lot more success that people aren't even contemplating when they think of what's built in. There is a certain degree of success built into the company already,
for sure.
But I think it's only scratching the surface of what actually can happen.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand that the average C-suite age is 33 years old. You know, we're going to be in this business for the next 30 years. We know what we have here. We're not in a rush to do anything. The only rush, the only thing that really makes us you know feel like we have urgency is the state of the world and the state of the financial system. We want more people protected. That's our only urgency. We have no business urgency. We have no quarter over quarter urgency. We know what we have. If we only take 10% of the global market share of, I know, exactly.
1%.
You take 1%. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, you know, and what market leader in many industries doesn't have 10% in this day and age? So, you know, again, that could take us, you know, 30 years, 50 years, but the market is big enough. This is a $10 trillion market that if you have the best technology, you have the best service, you know, it's innovation doesn't come, you know, once it's validated, it does not, the genie doesn't go back in the bottle. You know, we just need to grow this. And so yeah, I think just a savings business alone can grow that way. Now, if we get into payments and utility and everything else, you know, where the gold ETF is you know, well, it's been re-rating so fast lately, but you know, the just rough figures, you know, 50 billion in gold ETF, you know, generating, you know, I don't know, 40 basis points in management fees, that's not, it's okay business, it's not a great business. PayPal has less than, you know it's got 20% of the assets, the turnover 25 times, and the company's worth more than the ETF. So velocity and turnover and creating those day-to-day utility is far more valuable than just being a savings business. But I think, you know, the savings business alone is on a trajectory. Mm-hmm. And if all these other things, you know, continue to work by building a bigger network effect, we're mm-hmm. still in the top of the first inning of our company.
Yeah, and of course, people are going to be spending their gold, and hopefully they won't spend all the gold they deposit, and they will build up their savings over time. But, you know, even as they buy gold and spend it, the trajectory of gold is going to be higher. So even on those transactions, they'll probably make small profits over time, which kind of replaces the interest that people used to earn on their savings, but they no longer earn. Because the interest is now going to be in the form of a capital gain, because over time, the gold you sell will be more valuable than the gold you buy. I mean, not every trade. Sometimes you might buy gold a little higher and sell a little lower. But over time, all those trades will average out, because we know the direction of gold relative to fiat. And so over time, you should be getting higher prices when you sell than the prices you get when you buy.
Absolutely. And if you think about a discounted cash flow model, you know, with this thing that used to be called an interest rate or, you know, or risk-free, you know, you discounted future cash flow. In a negative interest rate environment using real money, and this is why we're so focused on customer service and customer experience, every person that joins our platform and becomes involved, you know, we're now the magic people, not the central banks, because in a negative discounted rate NPV, they're actually more valuable in the future when their money is more valuable than they are today. So I mean, this is just economic, you know, just sort of financial model theory, but that's why this business model is so powerful, is because the people's savings is going to appreciate versus currency over time.
Yeah, and what you just said a moment ago about helping people to protect themselves, you know, this is all I've been doing in my businesses for years. I see this major financial earthquake coming, a currency crisis. You know, I've been writing about it, I've been talking about it, and yes, it hasn't happened yet, and some people say, oh, you know, it's never going to happen. Look, Schiff's been wrong. I haven't been wrong. It's just that I probably have underestimated how long it would take for this thing to fully play out. Yeah. But everything that I see, and particularly now, simply reinforces my belief that I've been right the whole time, and it's been my critics who have been wrong. And so we need to do whatever we can to help people prepare for this monetary crisis. And, you know, I've been going after people's investments, but there's been a whole group of people, the vast majority of people who follow me, you know, don't have brokerage accounts with me, don't even necessarily patronize Schiff Gold, but everybody who follows me should have a gold money account, because whatever they have can be protected, you know, and whatever they earn, whatever small savings they have, you know, this is it. This is the way to protect your wealth, protect your store of savings, so that when the dollar crisis or other currencies collapse, you have something of value that everybody else is going to want, and now you'll be in a better position to buy the goods and services that you need that many other people will not be able to afford.
Exactly. You know, your time is valuable, your labor is valuable. You know, why should you be changing it for something that they're telling you is not valuable? I mean, I think that's the biggest problem out there. Is is you know, the value of people's time and wage is being being depreciated because it's a fixed contract. It's sticky, so it's getting depreciated. So we can chase asset bubbles, and I think this is the core problem, and you know that underlies all of the sort of sideshows that people are arguing about in politics or Brexit. All of these things. The problem is we've got a money system that's rotten at its core, and we need better signals for our economy to function.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think this is a good start as far as an introductory conversation, and certainly look forward to a very prosperous relationship going forward with you and the entire team over at Gold Money. Look, if anybody has any other questions or concerns, you know, your representative is there at Shift Gold. Feel free to give us a call. I know we're a lot busier now with the price of gold constantly going up, the price of silver going up. And so if they don't call you back right away, it's probably because, we're overworked right now, given the renewed interest in the metal. And I do believe the bear market that we've been enduring the past few years is over. The primary bull market trend that began in the late 1990s is intact. I believe this next leg up is going to be a much bigger leg up, even than the one that brought us from sub 300 to 1900. Yeah. We have a huge move coming. This is still early in the stage. So if you do want to call up your Shift Gold representative to talk about this, while you're on the phone, get yourself some more gold before the price goes any higher. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Thank you. Cheers.
Today's financial advisors behave like pro wrestling TV commentators. They scream that the recovery is strong, debt is manageable, inflation is low, and that the Federal Reserve has everything under control. They may be oblivious, but the danger is real. Looking beyond the media hype can open a world of broader investing ideas. Euro Pacific Capital is a registered investment advisor that offers stock-focused wealth management services that closely follow the strategy of our founder and CEO, Peter Schiff. We concentrate on those countries that are more closely in tune with Peter's vision of how capitalism is supposed to work. And these investments are not hard to find, provided you know where to look. Isn't it time you change the channel and let Euro Pacific put a little reality back into your portfolio? If you live in the United States and have $25,000 or more to invest, call 800-727-7922. That's 800-727-7922. Non-U.S. residents access similar strategies through EuroPacific Bank at europacbank.com. EuroPacific Capital and EuroPacific Bank are affiliated companies.